Unlike other high school graduates, those who are undocumented are not eligible for federal financial aid, regardless of their level of academic achievement. The Dream US is a privately funded scholarship program designed to bridge that gap, explains Gustavo Flores, the Senior Director of Enrollment Management at Sonoma State University.
It's a tremendous opportunity for students that otherwise might not have thought that they could afford coming to a university. This enables them to say, there's something out there for me, and it's safe for me to apply to. This is a piece of the puzzle. I think this will encourage them to apply to a university, not only Sonoma State, but there are other universities in the state of California that they can apply to as well.
In fact, Sonoma is now the sixth CSU campus to collaborate with the Dream US program. That new partnership was announced shortly before the end of the fall semester and will take effect later this year.
This will begin with applicants for the fall 2017 term. These students will be eligible to apply for this scholarship. This is restricted to incoming new students, either first-time freshmen or transfer students from our community colleges.
Successful scholarship applicants must demonstrate solid academic achievement in high school or a 3.0 GPA in junior college, Flores adds. Then, the amount of support they'll get is significant.
If the student decides to go to a community college, it will fund them for up to $12,500 for an associate degree. If they decide to come out of high school and straight to a four-year university, it will help them for up to a maximum of $25,000 for a bachelor's degree.
News of this additional opportunity spread quickly among the community of Dreamers already enrolled at Sonoma State. Several of them talked about it with KRCB, asking to be identified only by their first names. Gemma, a Sonoma resident, said her first thoughts were of other family members.
I plan to tell my little cousins and family members about this opportunity that Sonoma State has now.
But she also knows of many other younger candidates who could benefit.
I've actually met a couple of parents who have told me that their students are not going to a four-year university because they can't apply for any federal aid, even though those students do have really good GPAs and they have really big aspirations on what they want to become. If they have this opportunity, they're more likely to actually go ahead and apply and feel more comfortable coming into the university. So it's definitely going to be impactful in their lives.
There are psychological benefits too, adds Monica, an upperclassman from Petaluma.
It doesn't only help students financially, but it also helps them emotionally know that they are welcome at Sonoma State University because these funds are available to them because of their undocumented status.
When the new Dreamers begin arriving next fall, they will work directly with admissions office staff member Ariana Aparicio.
I will be able to support them, guide them through the application process, help keep them on track. If they have any questions or they're encountering any challenges, I would be able to provide them that support to ensure that they are successful when they do come to Sonoma State.
The growing cohort of Latino students already on campus can provide further advice and support, notes Gustavo Flores.
That's why we have a team on campus. Our goal is to try to get them through in a timely fashion, which is hopefully 4 at the most 5 years.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCP's North Bay Report.